Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hour number two here on Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Great conversation, I thought, with Alden Gonzalez. You guys can check that back on YouTube if you want to go back and listen. What's the other...
I'll give you all the ways you can go back.
Give us the other mechanisms that you can get back.
Mechanisms. We got YouTube, 97.3 The Fan on YouTube, or we have the Gwynn and Chris SD YouTube. You can watch the show, go back and find it. Also, you could go to the Odyssey app and type in 97.3 The Fan or Gwynn and Chris. You can see all the chapters on there. Or you could go on 97.3thefansd.com and look it up under the podcast section. There's many ways. Many ways.
I almost asked you, did you clip yesterday's OT on Instagram, but never mind.
I did not yesterday, but I think we need to figure out the funny part, which might just be Chris's open and close.
I think it's all pretty, it was all pretty good, I thought.
We were fiery.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good conversation.
By the way, real quick, I mean, you talked to, listened to that conversation, if you really, you know, listen to it, and the things that Alden said. Because everyone will say, if and when they strike or stop playing, everyone will go, why did they do this? What are they? They're so ridiculous. But when you listen to the things that are at stake here, it almost seems like it has to happen because the owners can't keep, you know, in their mind, spending the money. The players on their side don't want the money to be cut off, and the TV revenue is another big part of it. Yep. It's almost like it has to happen, and that's why it seems like we're headed that way.
It seems like, though, they either side won't be able to negotiate a major change like that, one way or another, salary cap or not, until the TV thing is decided. And
that's 2028.
That's 28. And so when he says kicking the can down the road, certainly a scenario in which they just do a collective bargaining agreement for 2 years to get to 28 and then find out how willing the Dodgers and the Yankees are willing to play ball in terms of the TV rights. Because as Alden succinctly put it, why on earth would they give up their cash cow? That is truly the advantage.
The television revenue.
It is truly the advantage, specifically for the Dodgers. And so, why would they... I mean, I certainly hope somehow that Rob Manfred has a trick up his sleeve that will get them to be like, oh, yeah, I see what you're trying to do.
Yeah, he doesn't have a trick in his
You don't think
we
so?
We know that, no.
Very well. A little bit of an announcement to make. What was that, Scraby? Your mic was off, buddy. I asked that if you guys aren't doing anything, Saturday, January 24th, you come on down and join me. The American Lung Association Pickleball Tournament and Gala. Again, Saturday, January 24th, 2026. The Hub in San Diego, 9. It's off of Campus Road there. Campo Road there in Spring Valley. Get ready for a pickling.
Oh, no. Who wrote this?
A dancing fundraiser with 300-plus business, community, sports, and health leaders. For this exclusive and unforgettable athleisure style event to advance, most importantly, clean air, defeat lung cancer, and improve lung health for all. Tournament is king of court format. Friendly competition followed by dinner, dancing, live music, amazing prizes, raffles, and supporting an amazing mission. I've been a part of the American Lung Association now in San Diego for about 5 years. And so they do really good work. We've had a few events here in San Diego over the last couple of years. The Lung Walk happened. You know, we done it for like three or four years. And so, yeah, if you want to participate, get you guys head to pickleforlungs.org. That's pickleforlung.org. Schedule of the event, it starts at 3 p.m. It'll end at around 7. I mean, you got dinner at 6:30, so it's a nice afternoon of a good time, and it's for a good cause. So, again, if you want more information, check out pickleforlungs.org.
I've never played pickleball.
It's actually a fun game.
It looks fun.
And I actually see why so many people get hurt, because you think you're playing in like this small area, you're not chasing, but that only makes you think you can go harder. And for most of the people who are playing pickleball, they are above the age of just being able to turn it up when you want to.
And their knees don't move in that direction anymore.
Right. A lot of folks enjoy pickleballing. Pickles? A couple years ago, there was the whole staff would get up every city and would go play for the Padres and go play pickleball at different pickleball courts in whatever city was.
How long has this sport been around for?
I lasted for about two cities. They were getting up too early, too often, and I wasn't ready to do that.
Wait, you're not getting up at 4 a.m. to go play some pickleball?
No. I'm going to play some hoop at
basketball,
5 a.m., but not for pickleball, though.
Yeah.
Chris, basketball. You play pickleball?
I don't, because I'm worried about the knee. I honestly, that's it. I think it'd be fun to play, but I think you're just an injury waiting to happen.
It's kind of like, I know that Sammy Love is a massive pickleball player.
I can see Sammy being a maniac on the pickleball
Lammy court. Love is great. No, remember last year when he had a day off, he went to the pickleball courts in Arizona
in spring
training?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some Daily Gabbit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I'm going to go through this as quick as possible. Giants, Patriots, total score over, under 46.5 points. Chris and I went over 33-15, 48 points. So Chris and I win that one. Jackson Dart, over, under 237.5 rushing plus passing yards. Chris went over. Tony and I went under. He had 139 passing yards, 20 rushing yards, 159 total yards. So Tony and I win that one. And then in maybe one of the most pathetic wide receiver matchups that we've ever been on.
Only because you lost.
No, it's just pathetic in general.
No, Wandale, it's just pathetic.
Wandale Robinson with a spread of -7 against Stephon Diggs. Here I am saying Stephon Diggs is this great wide receiver. He had 26 yards last night. Wandale Robinson had 34. Even minus the 7, he still wins at 27 yards.
That's one right. by one.
Wandale.
Wandale.
My guy.
The Lakers, -4.5 against the Suns. We all went Lakers. We were all wrong. Suns win 125-108. Detroit, -9.5 against the Hawks. Chris went Hawks. Tony and I went Detroit. Detroit only won by 1 point here, but they did win. They didn't win the bet. 99-98.
My man Kay Cunningham is nasty.
He keeps winning games.
Do you see how that last game, or that last possession, Detroit gets the ball. They're up one. Comes down, just trying to dribble it out. They start coming at him, and he just kind of sliced and diced his way to the basket, put him up three. They end up winning that game.
That's the difference.
He's good, man.
He's the difference between Detroit and the Bulls right now. The Bulls have a good team. They don't have anybody
they don't
to
have
finish the game.
You're right.
And Cade Cunningham is finishing games for Detroit.
Where's Ben Gordon?
Yeah, they could use old Ben.
Ben Gordon.
Ben Gordon.
Wow. I have a really, really great knowledge of
UConn Husky.
Yeah, where'd that one
early
come from?
2010 basketball, okay. Because of my fantasy basketball experience.
Yeah, Ben Gordon had some moments, but
yeah.
Not
anyway.
Enough.
Jokic, over under 53.5 points plus rebounds plus assists last night. Chris and Tony went under. I went over.
That was stupid.
He had 29 points, 20 rebounds, and 13 assists for 62 total.
That's
that
ridiculous.
Is those are video game numbers right there.
Yeah, they are.
Troy, this one's fun.
Did you hear this one?
I just saw
okay, so Troy only does one thing, and that's play double OT games.
Right.
Because they were -17.5 against West Georgia. I chose West Georgia. You guys went Troy. West Georgia ended up beating Troy 93-89 in double OT. All they do is play OT games. It's ridiculous.
Crazy.
Washington women.
But wait a minute. What does that mean that West Georgia is better than we are? West Georgia beat them. We couldn't. Yikes.
We're the only one that they did beat.
Right.
In the double OT. They lost to SC.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, it gets more and more depressing as we dig into it.
I know.
Washington women's basketball team -38.5 against, I believe, San Jose State.
Yeah.
We all went Washington. We were all wrong. They won 80-54, so that's only 26 points. Finally, St. Louis Blues -1.5 on the puck line over the Ducks. We all went Blues. Ducks win 4-1.
And I was correct. The Ducks did have to use their third string goalie, but he stoned St. Louis. So
yeah, seriously.
You never know.
Real quick, this hour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. This holiday serves something truly special. 100% grass-fed beef, lamb, and bison, plus pasture-raised pork and poultry from U.S. Wellness Meats. Sustainably raised, shipped to your door. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com.
Can I just, we're going to give you the games in the next segment. But before we get there, I want to tell you in the next segment, there is one of the most high profile people in the history, the recent history of the world of sports, who is currently one of the top favorites to win the Academy Award for Best Actor in a Motion Picture. Do you know anything about this?
Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards is not.
For playing Kermit in that movie? He was great.
No. Okay, this guy is way more worldwide popular than Anthony Edwards. He could be the winner of Best Actor. I'll tell you who that is in the next segment.
Someone who is a current professional athlete?
Just current world of sports.
World of sports.
Incredibly well known, like beyond what you would imagine. But you would never expect this person to be winning an Academy Award.
Man, this is a tease
this
right here.
This is. Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
.319 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello. Kind of nursing the voice a little bit, so trying to pick him up where I can. But he does have to step in here, though, because he has something he needs to say.
Well, you know, doesn't it sound... I mean, this is where my thing gets. This is where I get it from.
Well, everybody, I was going to tell you about what I teased before I went to break.
Oh, Chris don't even have the voice to really go at you about
this.
No, not
really. He can get away with it. Okay, so I'm looking up on DraftKings, which is where I get our odds for our picks. And on DraftKings, they actually have odds for the Academy Awards next year. So I click on that now and again to see what movies are getting a lot of Oscar buzz. And because a lot of those are the movies I want to go see. So I looked up Best Actor.
Do you only want to go see it because it has Oscar buzz?
Usually. Okay. Usually, yeah. Well, I will see what it's about, and then if both things agree with me, then I'll try to go.
Gotcha.
But the Best Actor, the favorite right now to win is Timothy Chalamet, who's a big-time actor. Leonardo DiCaprio is up there and for his movie. But
he's
then,
dating one of the Jenners, right?
Who? Chalamet is.
Yes.
He dates... Kimble. Kylie. No, Kylie, I believe.
Is it Kylie?
I think
so. It is Kylie. You're
right.
Yeah,
which is sad that I know that.
Your dog's name, so.
Yeah. But anyway, so those are the top two. That makes sense. But the third choice in the balloting is somebody I don't think anyone else would ever expect. And it is a huge name from the sports world. And he's in a movie called The Smashing Machine, which is out now. And the actor who is getting Oscar buzz is... The Rock. Dwayne Johnson. Right up there with the names DiCaprio and Timothy Chalamet. So it's kind of interesting. Might be a movie some of you would be interested in. It is out now. I believe it costs like $20 to buy or rent on Prime Video. It's not out in the theaters, but
it's
The Rock is like a big deal in this movie. It's about a former wrestler who becomes an MMA guy, and is one of the guys who kind of started the whole MMA world back in the 2000s.
They've been anticipating that he. I mean, once this movie came out and it started to kind of bubble,
yeah,
this was the conversation. He might get a nomination. He could win.
Can you imagine him next to those guys? So anyway, something you might be interested in. All right, here's some games for tonight.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The Rock is not a good actor, though. He's a very entertaining actor.
But every now and again, a role just hits perfect.
This is
and
the
they
right
say
role.
He's
playing a wrestler, right?
He was. He's playing MMA.
I don't think he's winning it because of his MMA fighting. I think he's in the hunt because he's acting his tail off. Yeah.
Scravy, stop hating, man.
Go see it for yourself. Maybe you'll like it, and maybe you'll be impressed. Who knows? All right, we got Duke 8.5 over Florida.
What do we have?
Duke, 8.5 over Florida. Now, Florida was here last weekend for the Radies tournament. And
was the tall guy here?
He was, and I saw him.
How long? Wait, oh, you went?
Yes, my wife is, I went.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
She's part of the Holiday Bowl people, and they put the Radies tournament on. So I went down there, and I saw the 7'9" guy. I can't even describe how tall he is. There's no way to describe it, but I mean, like,
he's like right here on me. You know.
Yeah, your head would be at his waistline. He is the tallest person anybody's ever seen.
Did you see him do any basketball thing?
No, I didn't see him jump. I just saw him reach up and put the ball in the basket. He didn't need to jump.
That's what I'm telling you. This guy is like so much NIL money just because he's tall.
Well, he sat at the end of the bench the whole game. He never got in. But Florida
just
lost.
Fuels my argument.
Hey, he's working. He's a freshman, right?
Right. Yeah.
He's just
working his way up.
Sometimes
because all freshmen get a bunch of money for doing nothing.
There's a lot of freshmen
that play sports.
Yeah.
Anyway, who
he's not a normal person. Scrape. I'm sorry. 7'9".
Fine.
Let the young man live life.
I'm 6 feet tall. I don't get paid for it.
You don't have a skill set in that game, buddy.
You have no skill set.
Not at that level, at least.
I once almost dunked a basketball.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yes, we know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right,
so you go first.
Duke is what?
8.5.
Where
over
they play?
Florida, the tall guy. That's why we're talking about it. Carl Sheffers is reffing.
I think I will keep going with the Carlos Boozer son. What's
Duke
his first name?
Duke has been hot. I don't know.
Anyway, Carlos Boozer's son, I'm going to go Duke.
I think Florida has a long way to go based on what I saw, but I'll pick them tonight to kind of give Duke a game. Tony?
Yeah, I can't pick Duke, so.
All right.
Yeah.
UConn and Kansas tonight. This is at Kansas. Another matchup, good matchup. UConn favored by 2.5. Apparently, Kansas's top score is out.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I still don't care. Anything to see Dan Hurley lose his mind.
I was just thinking
I'll
that.
I'll pick Kansas.
I want another good press conference.
Yeah, I'll take Kansas. Tony?
Jayhawks, please.
All right. Scrape?
I can't do it either. I'll go Kansas.
Okay. This is a local team. We've been telling the fretting about the Aztecs. But UCSD is 7-0. They're off to a great start. I don't know what their schedule looks like. They haven't lost yet. They play at Nevada tonight up in Reno.
Nevada. This is UCSD?
UCSD, yeah, they're 7-0. Nevada's favored by 5.5, though.
Wait, they lost their head coach last year, right?
He went to New Mexico and took the whole team with him.
Yeah.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah.
Apparently what they're doing so far is doing okay. Anyway, Nevada's favored by 5.5. Tony is first. It's at Reno, which is an altitude game.
Give me Reno.
I'm going to take Nevada. Is that Alford still there? Steve Alford, I believe. Scraby, one of my favorites, by the way.
I'll go Nevada.
I will not go Alford. I will take UCSD. Tritons. Knicks 1.5 at Celtics. Celtics have been a little bit more down to normal this year, but they don't have Jason Tatum.
That helps.
Right. Knicks have been good. Scraby.
Knicks.
Take the Celtics at home. Tony?
Knicks.
OKC is 11.5 at Golden State. We told you Golden State's without Steph Curry. And OKC is 20-1. But I can never lay 11 and a half on the road. So I'll take Golden State. Tony.
Golden State.
Golden State.
I'll go with Golden State, too.
Wow, a sweep. Jaylen Brown for the Celtics and old Brunson for the Knicks. Oh, I forgot his first name all of a sudden.
What is
Jaylen?
Jaylen, yeah.
Yeah, Jaylen.
They're both Jaylen. Jaylen Brown, Jaylen Brunson.
There you go.
That's what threw me off. I didn't think they had the
Fair
same
enough.
Name. Yeah. They're even in terms of points. Brunson usually scores the most. I'll take him. Tony?
Yeah, Brunson.
Brunson. Scraby?
I'll go Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown. Draymond Green, 15 and a half. Points plus rebounds. Not assists, but points and rebounds only.
Points plus rebounds.
Draymond is tough because he can throw in one of those 1 point, no rebound games, and then you feel like you blew your whole bet. But I think tonight he'll play up to capabilities. I'll say over. Tony? I think I went out of turn, but it's not a big deal.
What was the number?
15 and a half points and rebounds.
Over.
Draymond Green.
I get.
No, under.
Under. They're playing OKC.
They don't have Steph.
Yeah.
The points have to come from somewhere. I'll say over.
Over. All right, we go to the NHL where the Colorado Avalanche will soon be getting national attention if they're not already. Their record is, I get totally accurate to make sure here, 18-1-6. So they've only lost one game in regulation all year. They are home to the Canucks.
Wow.
Vancouver, which is 3 games under .500. Avs are favored by 1.5, Scraby.
I got to go with the Avs.
Gotta stay with the Avs. They're unbeaten at home till further notice. I got to go with the Avs. Tony?
I, too, will go with the Avs.
All right. Do I dare put the Kings in here tonight, Tony? Or do I just
you know
you
what?
Night off?
No bet for me with the Kings.
No wager on the Kings.
Yeah, no wager.
NW. We'll all go no wager. They're playing Washington, and now it doesn't matter. Okay.
Let's get to break.
Coming up next is not
so
yes! Some fun.
Tony, you know what? Tony was in kind of a mood, you know, tough mood, having a tough day, but it's just so good to see him this happy.
Yes. Nothing like a little bit of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
I can't remember. Was it last time that I didn't get a chance to rebut?
No, two times.
Two times ago.
Last time, I did a thriller. South or North Dakota.
That's right. That was a great one.
Yeah.
We should do it again.
North Dakota, and you was the first guess. I got it, North Dakota. And I looked at it, and I'm like, God, that's so wrong, but maybe I'm missing something.
There's actually a clip of it on the Gwen and Chris Instagram you'd like to go look at it.
All right.
Let's get to break. That, Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show, coming up next. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Just hanging out. Tuesday. A little cool out there today. 68 degrees out my way. I don't know about y'all.
That's not cool.
That's cool in San Diego terms. What are we talking about?
I was up in golf this morning, 46 when we teed
That's
off.
That's cool.
That's cold. That's not cool.
Yeah.
That's cold.
One of my daily gripes this year was when people in San Diego dress like it's 4 below 0 outside and it's 72 degrees. It's crazy.
Once it goes below 72... hoodies.
We don't know Tony's kids well enough yet, but hopefully one day we can ask them to start taking some behind-the-scenes photos. I would love to see him bundled up at one of his daughter's soccer games.
Those are the coldest places in San Diego. Those soccer games. Yeah, for right. sure.
Well, the fields are open. You just get that breeze.
You're just sitting there on that concrete.
Double up on the socks.
Yeah.
Cold. Sweats only.
Cold.
Double up on the shirts. We live in San Diego, so I don't have a bunch of thick jackets. So you got to layer is what you have to do. So.
I'll give you that.
Scraby is really trying to avoid this game that's coming up, Lou.
But he can't.
He can't. It's coming his way. Do we need to check? Do we end up checking traffic?
We need to check traffic? We need to wait a couple more seconds to check traffic.
Meanwhile, while we wait, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com.
I think we're going to have to go to the traffic in the middle at
some point. Let's play the game.
Give me a second. I got to move it.
You got to move the game?
No, I got to move the traffic so that we can open with the game.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
I'm gonna go.
Carissa's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. I'll try to keep it simple. It is simple today. There are... Gotta get to it. Here it is. 27 correct answers.
Give me the board. He keeps trying to steal the whiteboard.
You don't need it. You have his paper. Let me have the board.
Behind the scenes here at the Fantabulous Sports Game
Show.
Thank
you, sir.
27 correct answers, 29 points. That means there are two answers that are worth 2 points. So if you get either of those, that'll be a little bonus for you. A very simple category today, guys. In the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, the major four sports, you are looking to name teams whose nicknames are five letters or fewer.
Ooh.
Teams whose nicknames are five letters or fewer. Couple of quick notes. Although the 49ers and 76ers write out as five, they're actually longer because you spell out 49ers would be way long. So those are not correct. And you can't use abbreviations like Avs. That would not be correct. Okay. They're actually the Avalanche.
Five letters or less.
In any of the four major sports, two of them are twice, so you could get 2 points. If you get those right, Scraby, you can go first.
Scraby, is there an eraser over there?
Like? Everybody should know the rules. Erasing, these guys go back and forth. Saying correct answers. You get one wrong, you get a strike. Three strikes, you're out.
How many answers are there? I know you've said
27. All right. 29 points.
You need 15 points to win. All right.
That's what I wrote down.
That's right. Tony's got it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Heat.
Miami Heat, number one. Correct, 1 point. Scraby's on the board. Very good. All right, Tony.
Bulls.
Correct.
Oh, good one.
It's also five letters. Tony's on the board. 1-1. Scraby, we're going quick.
I'm going to go Jazz.
Jazz. You guys are staying in the NBA to start. 2-1. Scraby leads. You guys are cruising early in the going here. Mm. Tony?
Mets.
Ooh, which one?
Good one.
Mets.
Mets. Okay. Ooh. Well, the reason, I think Scraby knows why I just asked, but 2-2.
Wait, isn't the real name the Metropolitans?
No, that's just for fun.
Oh!
Shut up. I'm trying Scraby. So hard to, yeah, to get some are. Points
Good
over
Good luck
here.
There, but no, that's just for fun. 2-2.
All right, let me think. I got to go in a different direction a little bit. Bears.
Hmm. Bears. Spelling is important. That is correct. Scraby leads 3-2. We're looking for nicknames of five letters or less in any of the four major sports. There are still two out there that are worth 2 points, if you can think of those. Tony's turn. Scraby leads 3-2.
How about the baby bears? The Cubs.
Oh, Cubs. Correct. Tony 3. Scraby 3. No strikes.
I'm going to take one of those 2-pointers.
You can, if you get it.
The Kings.
That's right. Very good, Scraby. Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, wait, I need another one.
Sacramento Kings. 2 points. Scraby leads 5-3. Yeah. He emphatically got that one right.
Yeah, he did, old punk.
All right, there's one left in the 2 point category, but Tony, you're up.
Twins.
Twins. Yep, that makes it. Five letters. Twins. 5-4, though. Scraby leads because of the 2-pointer. Scraby. You're up.
All right.
Looking for five letters or less team nicknames across the four major sports. It's early. Scraby leads 5-4. There are still, I think, 19 correct answers left.
I'm going to go with our bosses, Hawks.
Hawks. He likes to call them the Hawks, Atlanta Hawks. Hawks. Correct. By the way, Blackhawks, not the same, so... If you were wondering.
Correct.
Hawks lead 6-5, though they're called the Hawks most of the time. 6-4, Scraby. Tony, that 2-pointer would be helpful, but I don't think he has it yet.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I don't okay. have it at all. Wow. What do we have here?
What do we have here?
Five letters or less nicknames in sports, in the four major sports. Tony has there's really no time limit, but there, kind of is. You have to admit you don't have one. We don't play too hardcore, although Scraby probably would play harder core if he could.
Yes.
Giving you as much time as I can, Tony.
Harder core?
Yes. I don't know if that's the correct verbiage.
Do not Google that.
Oh, I think I got the two.
Okay. Oh, no. I can't think of the other one.
All right.
Is it the Jets?
It is.
Yeah.
Dang it! The football team.
Yes.
New York Jets, Winnipeg Jets. That is correct. Tony gets two. We're back even. 6-6. 12, actually 10 correct answers. 17 left.
Ooh,
all
I needed
worth 1 point.
Something crazy right there.
Jets.
Let me go with the Spurs.
Spurs. Correct. You guys are I always, you guys don't have the same nervousness I do when I do this game, but as you guys are going through the answers, I'm always scared that there's one that you have that I didn't
you forgot.
Put down. Right? I mean, I double check this stuff like 9 times before I go because you never know. Correct. Scraby, good. You lead 7-6. Tony, still no strikes. 5 letters or less.
Lions.
Lions is
Tigers
correct.
And bears. Oh, my.
What was that from?
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Oh, see. Not a Wizard of Oz fan.
I mean,
it gave me the willies when I was a little kid, and I've never gone back to it. Yeah, never gone back to it. The Wicked Witches and stuff. It was too much for me. 7-7. Scraby. 15 correct. Still a long way to go here, but
I'm going to take a tough one off the board.
You may.
The Blues.
St. Louis Blues. Blues. That's 5 letters. And correct.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
5 letters or less. By the way, all of these are 4 or 5. There's nobody 3 letters. So, just that's an aside. Tony.
How about 8-7 now. The Rams, baby? The Rams!
Wow. I don't understand why you yell the Rams. What was that for? Because
it
you
was
hate
because
the Rams.
I won this game on the Rams.
Yeah. Oh, and another.
And it
category.
Was one of those like I haven't won in about 87 tries, okay. And so I'm happy about this.
Got
one.
It.
It may have even been the stripe on the helmet one.
That was
oh,
a
it might have
game.
Been. It might have been.
On the helmet game.
He said that was a great game.
That was, though.
That was one of his best favorite categories.
One. Yeah, I like that one. All right, Scraby's ahead 8-7, I believe. Or no, 8-8. Tony
eight,
just
eight.
Tied it, so Scraby's
8-8, eight, eight, player.
Well, I'm going to go up 9-8.
Oh, you feeling
Tony's
good?
Tony's team just lost to the Suns.
Suns, correct. Scraby's going pretty heavy on the NBA. He just leads 9-8.
Yeah. Very strange, especially as bad as you talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is tonight the courts? Is tonight the NBA Cup?
I think they've Wednesday, already right? settled it. No, I think
oh,
it's
oh,
on to the,
yeah, they're into the
it's out of the tournament yeah. part of it now.
Oh, I'm but really yes, happy they made this so
yes.
easy to
I don't know
understand.
Who's in it. Yeah, they didn't make it. They don't make it easy to understand.
I know.
I'll agree with you there. All right, Tony, trailing. Wait,
I don't think we've used it yet. The Colts.
Colts, oh. winner?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, 4 or 5. 9-9. 16 correct, 11 to go. We're getting close to the nitty-gritty here. Not quite there. 5 letters or less. Sports teams in the major 4 sports.
I'll go Magic.
Orlando Magic. Scraby taking, again, NBA. Scraby's got all the NBA so far, except for the Bulls, Tony got. 10-9. Tony back for a tie.
Bucks.
He got the NBA. 10-10. Scraby.
Reds.
Reds.
Oh,
wow, you guys are
what?
Just
Scrabe?
Smooth. 11-10.
I'm not feeling you at all
Scraby
right now.
Win this game with just a no-miss game, and that'll make up for the one you lost if
yes.
you were able to do it.
I'm
Nobody's getting, missed one yet.
I'm getting thin, though.
I'm getting thin, too,
Well,
buddy.
There were the choices are getting thin. 1, 2... I see 3, 6, 7 left.
Reset the topic for us.
Yes, 5 letters or less. Major 4 sports. You're looking for 5 nicknames that are 5 letters or less.
How about...
Tony Gwynn Jr. is the answer. Yeah, there's only 6 left, so...
There's 6?
Yeah, 6 left. If you get... You're ahead 12-11 right now.
How about the Nets? Have you say them yet?
Brooklyn Nets.
Woo!
That's a good one.
Winner. We said Mets. I thought Mets would lead the Nets, but it didn't.
Oh, is that what you were
that's
alluding
why,
to?
That's what you said,
I was like, what is he talking about?
You said Mets. I wanted to make sure which one you said. I got, I got tie game. Again, we have, let me make sure, 4. Yeah, only 5 answers remain. So... It's best of 5 now. I'm not going to tell you what sports remain. I think that would be too helpful to you at this point. You guys got to come up with them. You guys got to kind of police yourselves on a time limit because we don't have an official time limit. And I think if you thought forever, you'd probably get them. But what are the 5 nicknames with five letters or less from the four major sports.
It gets tricky.
I don't think we've said Ducks.
Oh, you punk.
But they are the Mighty. No, they used to be the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, I was just about to get crazy.
No, they used to be the Mighty Ducks, but they are the Ducks now.
You should have called him on it.
Yeah.
You should have called him.
Scraby by 1 point. Four answers left. Tony.
Oh!
No, I don't like that sound. I don't like that sound.
Thinks he came up with one.
I do. Only because Scraby is such an annoyance about it.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I don't think I can use it.
Six letters?
Says, well, he's not sure. Well, I can't help here. This game is too tight. You got to...
Oh! Stars?
Dallas Stars, correct.
They're still around?
Yes, they are.
Thank God. Because I was not sure.
Tied at 13.
I'm not going to lie. I almost said the Leaves.
Oh, Maple Leaves.
I caught myself.
Yeah, they're the Maple Leafs. Yeah, that would have not been correct.
Dang it, I keep counting the letters. All right.
Three teams left. Scraby, you need two to win, and I think you're going to, because I don't think you guys are going to miss one.
Here's one. I hope there's still a team. The Wild.
Wow, you just pulled that.
Minnesota Wild? How did you even know that they exist? That's correct. Oh. 14.
I always thought the name was weird.
13. Tony needs the last two, so he's going to need one, and then a Scraby miss. Again, the category is fun, five letters or less, but it's not my favorite because you guys are getting them all right. I like when you miss a couple along the way. Tony?
What are the other? What, is there three major sports? What are we?
Four major sports. There are four major sports. I can't name them for you. You're going to have to come up with those on your own. There are three, just two correct answers left. Two teams that have not been named yet. And the four major sports that are five letters or less. Tony Gwynn Jr. to try and tie it and put the pressure on Mr. Scraby. Can you come up with them? Out there, maybe somebody knows them. Which two have not been said yet?
You can't even give us a league?
No, I can't help. I think it's been too easy to this point.
Have we said the Bills yet?
I don't know. Are you guessing that?
Yes.
Not.
Bills is correct.
No.
Whoa.
I think we should do. I'm not trying to be mean, but I think it was 45 seconds fair, Scraby.
Yeah.
And then Tony gets 45 seconds.
Yes.
I mean, you've been thinking about it already.
We have traffic too. If we
we'll do that after. No. This is too important. Now.
It's
this
too
is
important. He says.
Right down to the thing. Here's my stopwatch. Go.
Oh gosh, I'm blanking on
everything. There's one left. One left. In the four major sports, it's five letters or less of the nickname.
One left.
You guys have gotten every single one but one. There have not been a strike. Not trying to put pressure, but that's 20 seconds down.
I love how I get the timer in it.
Well,
you win first.
He'll get the timer after this. Then you'd get another turn.
This is nuts.
You're down to 15 seconds, Scrabe.
Come to me.
Come to Papa, he says. 10.
Oh, no.
Five. This is hard with the clock running.
I don't have anything.
All right, he didn't make it. Tony, I'm resetting.
No.
45 seconds starts now for you to come up with it. Tony Gwynn Jr. for the win. The final nickname team, five letters or less in four major sports.
Oh, we're going to be going back and forth until we get these X's.
Well, you know what? Scraby will strike out first.
That's what my only hope is at this point.
There's one team left.
Bang.
Does anybody out there know it? I'm sure somebody does. Don't put it up on the chat. I know Scraby doesn't look at that. So, Tony got 15 seconds to win the game. Or it'll go back to Scraby. This is kind of a fun finish. We have never had this happen. 10 seconds. God, you guys have got 26 of the 27. Time is up. Scraby, your 45 seconds goes again.
Okay.
Scraby for the win. You've had actually 90 seconds because you had Tony's time to think of it. Can't think of it. That's hard. I get when you're down to one.
This is nuts.
You guys are going to be crazy. This is... Ah! We're playing the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Scrape, you got 20 seconds left. You got to come up with a final nickname team that is five letters or less in the major four sports. You guys have got them all. You went 26 for 26 until this one.
Oh, no.
5 seconds, Scraby. And this clock is going fast. He didn't make it. Reset. Tony's second chance. This is it. Tony gets one more chance, and then Scraby would lose if he doesn't get it.
The next one wrong.
Yep. Tony's going to win maybe by elimination. Or he could get it right. He's got 30 seconds to come up with it. Five letters or less. I can almost imagine what's going on in your heads as you try to figure this out.
I'm just desperately trying to think of this.
But you guys came up with all the rest of them, like, no problem. 26 out of 26. Tony got 10
seconds. I'm starting
seconds.
To, like, question six-letter words now. Like, if I have it
right. Is it spelled right? Knicks. No. Not right.
I keep doing this thing on my hand.
2 seconds. All right, it's down to this. Scraby, you got to get one in 45 seconds. The music's going to play one way or the other. Either Scraby wins or Tony wins because Scraby doesn't come up with it. And he has 35 seconds.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Does anyone out there know it? I'm sure somebody's got to have it, but it's hard to know which one they haven't said yet. And that's what they're trying to come up with. 20 seconds for the game.
I cannot think of this darn team.
This is really funny. 15 for the title.
Already said that one. I'm going to lose because I cannot think
come
of
come on, 10 team. Seconds. Don't give
that
up.
That doesn't help.
It only makes it worse.
Three,
I got nothing.
Two.
I got nothing.
One. Tony Gwynn Jr. is the champion of this Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
I just saw it on the chat.
Who was it?
The Rays.
That's right. Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, wow.
And that threw you off.
I forgot about the darn Rays.
They were the Devil Rays for a long time. Yep. Whoever had it on the chat got it.
That was Andy Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne.
They're probably out there yelling at us, too. Yeah. This is the Rays!
The Rays, you idiots.
I can't even be mad because I had...
Nobody got it. Nobody got it. All right, we go to break. 4 o'clock hour on
Tony's
the way.
Tony's the champ.
Chris versus the fans. The 833-288-0973.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.